I first set foot in a government school building in 1974. Some of it was okay, but I basically hated my scholastic career from day one. Sure, there were coloring books, toys, cookies and such, but it was mostly a room full of brats from down the street that I hated. It just seems to me that separating young children from their families at their most formative age, sending them to the indoctrination factory, might not be the best idea in a society that claims that it cherishes freedom. Especially when you consider the fact that the whole goddamn thing is corrupt from top to bottom. Freedom, huh? How many people these days even contemplate what that means? Not so many. It just seems like they go along to get along, doing just what they've been trained to do. Malcolm X once said, "Only a fool would let his enemy teach his children." Well, that's just what has happened. The people have allowed their enemy to come in and plant the seeds of Marxism in their children's minds, and they're proud of it. We ignored all the warnings. You know, it's their own damn fault. And now, in the new normal, children will be made to sit in plexiglass isolation booths with face masks, breathing in their own carbon dioxide all day long. How might that affect brain development? How will this isolation affect children psychologically? How can a child possibly develop holistically in this dehumanizing environment? They cannot, and that is the idea. If parents sacrifice their children on that altar, then shame on them, for they are cowardice, soulless, misguided slaves that sacrifice their own children to the beast of this lunacy. And if anyone has a problem with me saying that, then fuck them too. The modern miseducation methods are based upon the old Prussian system of outcome-based education, in which kids are trained and conditioned to become obedient statists and willing debtors. It's based on behavior modification and social engineering, and this is how the enemy has destroyed your country from within, by indoctrinating generations with neoliberal Marxism, among other twisted dogmas and ideologies. The results are obvious for anyone with even a modicum of awareness. Intellect and imagination, along with critical thought, is bred out of the impressionable children, and we can plainly see this reflected in the droves of infantilized adults all around us. We have become a dumbed-down nation of mindless automatons. The Fabian Marxists infiltrated the miseducation establishments through a slow and steady process of gradualism. The entire system was funded by the Rockefeller banking dynasty and initiated by Fabian socialists. John D. Rockefeller created the General Education Board in 1902, which cost $129 million, a staggering amount of money in those days. Rockefeller said, "I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers." A nation's collective ignorance is directly proportional to the level of tyranny it will experience. Those devoid of historical knowledge will be unable to understand what is occurring in the present because history repeats. Today, we see untold numbers of neoliberals who have been mind-programmed into the cult of woke. Logic and intellect have become all but extinct in this war on intelligence, and as can plainly be observed, people celebrate stupidity. It's as if ignorance has become a virtue, and society certainly does not cater to intelligence. It seeks to reduce the fallen to the lowest common denominator. Thomas Jefferson once said, "If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. If we are to guard against ignorance and remain free, it is the responsibility of every American to be informed." Personal responsibility to be informed? Well, imagine that. Intelligent, informed people are difficult to control and regiment. In this age of information and advanced technology, there is simply no excuse for the level of ignorance society dwells within. At this point, It is a choice. In today's climate, we see young people that rally for censorship of free speech, embrace Marxist ideologies, and have been trained to hate their own heritage. If you want to conquer a nation, this is how you do it, from within. Free thinking is punished, and conformity is praised. Reading has become a drudgery for most people as they remain plugged into the digital matrix, addicted to their smart devices. Intellectual laziness rules the day. When you present yourself intelligently to the average person, the collectivized, system-serving, willfully ignorant automaton, you are at once considered a lunatic and a fool. Carl Sagan once remarked, "The dumbing down of America is most evident in the slow decay of substantive content in the enormously influential media, the 30-second sound bites, now down to 10 seconds or less, lowest common denominator programming, credulous presentations on pseudoscience and superstition, but especially a kind of celebration of ignorance." People have been trained to react emotionally, as if feelings have anything at all to do with facts. Truth does not care about one's feelings, and yes, truth is objective and can be arrived at through due diligence. The current schooling methods, through its dogmas and dictates, encourages emotionalism and the twisted ideologies that are born from that. They're readily apparent. If schools do not fall in line with government mandates, then their funding gets cut. It is factory education with the intent of turning out docile, obedient, non-critically thinking worker drones. The current methods of indoctrination have been so successful that many people simply stop developing cognitively once they leave the brainwashing camps. The urge to expand their knowledge is simply not present, and they will parrot the official narrative with confidence, imagining themselves to be informed. These are the same types that equate degrees with intelligence, that haven't picked up a book in decades and couldn't tell you anything outside of the sports statistics or the latest celebrity scandal. They think that's a great accomplishment. These are the types that shun intelligence and laugh at any idea outside of their narrow, brainwashed perspective. They behave exactly as they have been programmed to. Becoming a willing debt slave, especially to obtain a useless degree, such as in gender studies, does not seem very intelligent to me.
Bad idea, bad idea, bad idea.
The burden today is upon the individual to unlearn and to educate themselves, but so few ever want to be bothered. In today's world, mediocrity and banality are exalted, ignorance is willingly embraced, and original thinking is on life support. The only place this can ever lead is to tyranny and enslavement. A civilization whose inhabitants refuse to be well informed is one that is doomed to fall. Although the dumbing down has been thorough, we maintain the ability to give ourselves a well-rounded education if we desire, at least at the moment. The unfortunate thing is that the desire to do so has been bred out of most people. In the 1800s, before the institutionalization of education, an eighth grade education was far more advanced than a college education is today. Like everything else, it's become big business, and the truly reprehensible thing is that people will pay huge sums to go into exorbitant debt only to be heavily indoctrinated with ideologies that serve the system of enslavement. Yeah, we'll tell that to the average graduate with their certificates and degrees, and they will fight you tooth and nail. They have a lot invested in the illusion. More tax money is channeled into the Department of Education than any other sector except for the Department of Defense. Well, sure, indoctrination on a mass scale is awfully expensive. And with the tens of billions of dollars given to the educational establishment, 19% of American high school graduates cannot even read, and roughly one quarter of the American population reads with only a fifth grade level of comprehension. Your labor is stolen through the theft that is taxation and used to keep people stupid. Now repeat after me, we're free, we're free. The burden is upon the individual to unlearn and deprogram, and it is a destructive process. My education began once I finished school and began to unlearn everything the establishment taught me. There are two types of education, the one we receive from the system and the one we give to ourselves. Which do you think is more valuable? It certainly isn't easy, but nothing worthwhile usually is.
I am in a world of shit.